most creative thing I've said it all day.
Most greatest thing I've said all day.
No, it's the most creative thing.
The most creative thing. We'll start it there.
Yeah.
Most creative thing you've said all day.
Yep.
Yep. All right, guys, welcome back. This is episode 70, I believe.
70, yeah.
Wow, I just smacked that mic stand. I hope you guys are all doing well, and I hope that you are healthy, and that, you know, we're going into the summertime. I mean, we're pretty much already there.
Yeah, especially here.
Of 2023. Yeah. And, you know, it hasn't been too hot, but, you know, summer is like, it's one of the best times to be creative.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you're going to do some traveling, and you're out, just outside. That's more, you know, so you just have more.
Hanging by the pool.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Grilling.
You are.
I was yesterday. Grilling.
And, okay, so obviously, you know, not obviously, but maybe obviously, we're going to talk about how you can stay creative, be creative today. Whether it's you're a video editor or you are just selling a product and you need to get creative about
whatever,
how you find a customer or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. It could be anything. But, you know, in this market today, you just have to be creative. There have to be something that separates you from other people, because otherwise you'll just get lost.
Yep. Got
to
be original with your ideas and stuff like that. Yeah. But, or like, obviously you could take some ideas. Don't do the same thing they do, but be even more creative.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, it's like for example, I mean, you know, so I think first we're going to talk about, you know, what keeps me and Riley creative, you know, overall, because I am mainly an audio engineer and I work on music mainly, but I also do some video editing.
Yeah. You're getting really good at it.
Yeah. I'm getting better, but it's not like a huge passion of mine. I don't love video editing.
Yeah.
It's not something that like I want to do forever. But I can, there's a huge correlation between the two, because, you know, throwing, you know, like a really cool percussion part into a song is like super, and it can totally change. Like even just throwing a tambourine like into a track can totally change the track and the vibe and the energy and everything. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for like, if you just add a cool effect to a video and then all of a sudden it's like, you start thinking of more ideas.
Yeah.
For that video, start
piling up, then at the end you're like, oh, I got a cool video.
Yeah, exactly. So as for me, going back to like what is like keeping me, you know, creative, is like, it's those little things that like my go-tos, basically, where I will go grab this tambourine or this shaker or this like a bass drop, right, when it drops into like a chorus or something. And I will like use that. And for whatever reason, whenever I do that, and the song's not even close to being finished, I'll do that and I'll just be like, it'll just sound so much bigger and then more like majestic. And I'll just be like, holy crap. Like, okay, ideas just start flooding in now for me to make this song even better.
Yeah.
Is there something like that for video editors?
I think for some, for me, not really.
Yeah.
Because I usually go off if whatever somebody else makes, or what I really like to do is see another video and combine those two together.
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's say you make a really cool video and I liked one effect in it.
Mm-hmm.
I see another video that somebody else made. I like one effect in that.
Yeah.
So I combine both of them.
Yeah.
So I will use the same effect that you used, same effect that he used in my video.
Right.
To make it even better.
So, and can you specify like any, are there any effects that like you've seen that you like currently use that are just like,
that's
a go-to and it makes me feel creative when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Whooshes.
What?
Whooshes like,
whoo. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whooshes like that. A lot of creators have been using like a paper crumble in the background.
Yeah. I think I noticed that on one of your last edits, or the one that you showed me, was there's like some type of background that just it didn't, like, I think grainy is the wrong word,
yeah,
but like
it's like just a dust.
Like a texture,
yeah,
to the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it just adds more to it.
Yeah. Yeah. When it makes the video look cooler, right?
Yeah.
With 100%. Not very much effort.
And I did pull that from someone else's video too. That I know.
Yeah, you see.
I know.
Yeah. So I think a big thing about staying creative is follow people like on YouTube, Instagram, whatever, that like are just doing cool stuff all the time.
Because every creator is different.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like, things. It's not necessarily one is better than the other. It's just like, is there one that like inspires you that like every time they put something out, you're just like, whoa, that's sick.
Yeah.
And then that makes you want to jump in the studio and just get back at it.
Yep.
You need to follow people like that because, Who are your key people for that? Is there, unless you don't have any,
I don't like really have like a one. Specific key person that I'm like, you got to go follow this person because of this.
Right.
I think they're all different. They're all unique. Mm-hmm. And you can take each and bits from each follower or creator or whatever.
Yeah.
And, combine them into what you want to make.
Right.
Which could end up being really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, I think there are some people out there that will be like, I don't want to copy someone.
Yeah.
Most of the time you don't really end up copying anybody because you get into it and how you shot it and how
they shot it is different.
Yeah, exactly. And, and there's so many variables there. And then, you know, they're creating maybe a video for like, I don't know, like a Star Wars replica video that you saw that was really inspiring, but you're creating a 30-second piece for a bank, right?
Yeah.
But you can still correlate the creativity that comes from that.
Yep.
And so there's no way like you can't just fully copy it unless you like literally copy their shot by shot.
Don't do that.
Which is a waste of time for you because that's not creative. That's just like copy and paste. That's fill in the bubble, you know.
And a lot of creators are doing that too, though. It doesn't show what is the word, originality?
Yeah, right.
Is that it? It's really sad to see, be like, oh, you can't really be creative with your own content, but you're stealing someone else's content. It's like,
right. And if you are doing that, like you're eventually going to get bored because you're not actually being creative. You're just copying and you can only do that so long before you're just like, okay, this is boring. I'll move on to the next thing.
Yep.
You know, you need to sit down and actually make decisions for yourself and like what you want, for those things. I think another thing that you can do to stay creative is surround yourself with other creative people.
Man, dude, that helps so much because like if you're in a creative rut or whatever, you're like, man, like I'm just chilling, but you're around these different creative people, they can spark different things in you.
Yeah.
Or if you're in their studio, you see something, a plant or whatever, be like, oh my gosh, yes. Or right. I don't know, but it can spark something into you. Then you get back home, you're like,
yeah,
knock out the edits.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why I actually like editing here in the studio, is because I can walk over to Rob's monitor and see what he's doing, and then it'll be for like a split second, and I'll be like, holy crap, that looks cool. I'm going to go back and keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you sit at home and just edit.
Dude.
I can't do that.
Most of the time, I will have a movie on or a podcast, or I was listening to Theo Vaughn this morning.
Yeah.
Like even like words can pop out, or like something you see in a movie can pop out to you. Be like, I want to implicate that in my video somehow.
Yeah.
I want to.
Yeah.
I think trying to messing with those things keeps me a little bit more creative than I would like to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know how you like edit with stuff on in the background either. Dude. Because like for me, I would get so distracted, I wouldn't do any work. I would just watch the thing or listen to the thing or get like if I'm not like honed in on that, what I'm doing, it's not gonna get done, at least not in a timely manner.
Dang. Yeah, sucks. It's okay.
That sucks.
It's okay.
I just don't understand how you do it.
I think multitasking and I don't know. I don't know how I do it. It just happens.
Okay.
It's something that's crazy. It's an anomaly. You can't really explain it.
Yeah, because I don't. I don't know. Anyways, surround yourself with people who are also creative, and they don't have to be in the same industry or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends who are in art. You know, they painting and drawing and stuff like that, and that's super cool. But I've also got friends that just like work in a church, but they get creative with how they do the work within the church, or they're a real estate agent or an interior designer, and you can take inspiration from all of that.
It's true.
Because there's just beauty everywhere, right? And there's beauty inside of everything, and so it's there to be used as inspiration for you. You just have to see it.
That was good. That was really good. I was waiting for the ending, but that was good.
I was waiting for the ending.
That was good. I had something pop in my head, and now I lost it.
Sorry.
It's okay. I was too busy thinking about what you said.
Yeah. Well.
Dang it. It'll come back.
Yeah. So, what do you do if you do get into, like, some sort of creative rut?
Creative rut.
Yeah. Oof. Where it's like you are just, you've edited, like, 17 videos this week already or something, and you're like, I don't have any more ideas. If I'm uninspired to do this video, what do you do?
I will usually go and watch YouTube videos.
Okay.
Because
what kind of YouTube videos?
Anything specific? I'll watch this guy named Arak. He's like my age. Mr. Beast, obviously. Just because like they know what's going to work. And so why wouldn't you watch somebody who knows what's going to work?
Sure.
So I'll watch some of those guys, then I'll watch some travel videos. Cause you could pull some cinematics from that, what you want to do in your own content.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll watch a movie or something. But my favorite thing to do is going on walks.
Yes.
They're the best. I went on a walk last night, man. It was great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Or I'll go chill at the pool for a little bit and hang out. So yeah. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Spend time with family.
Yeah.
When I have time.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
What do you do?
So walks are a big thing for me. I love taking walks, especially like I love it where the studio is. We're right next to a college campus and it's a pretty beautiful campus. Yeah. So we can easily just go walk over there and just go on a quick walk and you kind of forget about everything else, which is really nice.
Yeah.
When I'm working on a song, what I like to do is go listen to something that has nothing to do with what I'm like currently working on. So if I'm working on like a Christian music track, I'll go listen to like some heavy metal or like some hip hop or something, or I'll go listen to like a podcast that like has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
So I maybe like a Theo Von type podcast where it's like, it's just nonsense. Right?
Yeah.
Because it takes me completely out of my element of like what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm no longer thinking about why does this guitar sound like crap? And what did I do wrong here? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm completely out of my element. So then when I come back, I have like fresh vision and fresh eyes and fresh ears. When I'm video editing, I haven't gotten that far to know what I can do to get out of the rut because I'm still new to it.
Yeah.
And so when I stop and I get into like a rut on video editing, I'm like, I don't know
what to do.
I just quit for the day. You know what I mean? I come back tomorrow. Another big thing for me is sleep. If I'm not getting enough sleep, my creativity just takes a nosedive.
Really?
I think that's a lot of people too.
Yeah.
Because if you're tired and trying to sit down and work on something, it doesn't work.
It's not gonna happen.
It's just, like you're basically beating a dead horse, right?
Yep.
You ever done that? You ever beat a dead horse?
I hope not. That's a big horse, man.
I haven't either, but
it's a lot of meat.
Yes. Oh, man. Okay. Anyways. Get sleep. I was going to say like, if you feel like you've been a creative rut for like weeks or something, start sleeping 8 hours a night and see what that does.
Yeah.
And maybe start eating a little bit healthier if that's a problem.
That might help, you know, but because like the food you eat can make you tired, make you groggy.
Yeah. If you're eating tons
and if
of
you
carbs,
work from home like me,
right.
You go lay on the couch for like an hour.
Well, the truth is coming out, Riley.
Yeah. Then after my nap, I wake up and I feel more refreshed.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See? You see what I'm saying?
After my nap, I feel more refreshed and I get back to it.
Yep. So daily naps. Get a little cot in your studio and our little couch.
Or a hammock.
Take a little 20. Yeah. Take a little 20-minute nap. And that could be a game changer for your creativity.
Yeah.
And I mean, anything like that. Like for me, it's anything that I can take my mind completely away from what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get frustrated if I'm working on something and it's not good and I can't figure it out. I get annoyed and frustrated. And then when you're in that state, you don't make decisions very well.
No.
And you get into that state easier if you're tired. So
that's true.
Anything you can do to take your mind away, if that's you need to go play hopscotch in the parking lot, I don't care. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, just go do it for 20 minutes, come back, and I bet you'll figure out what you need to do for your
and it's okay to, if you're working on a project, and to come back to it a day or two later.
Most of the time, unless
there's a deadline, but that's a different story.
Right.
But meet your deadlines, obviously. But if you don't have a deadline and you're like, I'm not doing this today.
Yeah.
Come back to it a day or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
just knock it out.
Yeah. That's how I am with video editing, because I just don't know where to go. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to bed. I'll wake up tomorrow and deal with it. And usually, I mean, that's worked almost every time so far.
Yeah, that's good.
Is usually I'm just tired and I can't even process what needs to happen next. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to bed.
Good night.
Yep. But if I'm on a tight deadline and I have to get it done that day, then I smash a C4 and then keep going. Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that, but hopefully not. Hopefully your schedule is a little more lax.
Who knows?
Yep. All right. Anything else?
Trying to think.
What what would you do to avoid even ever getting into a creative rut?
I don't know, because I think it happens to everybody.
Right.
Some people say burnout. Some people say rut.
Shit, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I think our brains are not capable to make ideas 24/7, 365. Yeah. Sometimes it needs a rest.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you need to chill out. Yeah. You need to go walk outside or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier, is just you need to develop a couple of habits where if your creative is waning a little bit, like you can feel it, you're like, okay, I'm losing traction here. Just go do one of those things for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. If that doesn't work, do it for like an hour. And then if that doesn't work, try to push it to the next day.
Yeah.
You know, just become hyper aware of where you are, creativity wise. I don't know. I was trying to think of a different word. Anyways, like just be aware of where you are, because you don't want to waste your own time. You don't want to waste your client's time. You don't want to produce something poorly. True. Because you were tired or annoyed or something.
Yeah.
So just know what your limits are. And I believe your limits can be stretched. I believe you can do that. I think the last thing that I'll talk about is trying to stay off your phone as much as possible while you're working.
It's tough.
Which is it's really tough. Difficult. Yeah. But it can easily take your attention away. It can easily pull you into thinking about a bunch of other things instead of being focused on the task at hand.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of bouncing back and forth, and then you're like, wait, what was I about to edit? Like, what was I going to put into this edit?
Yeah.
And then you forget. Like, oh, no. Like, oh, crap. What was I going to do? You know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, man,
I thought about, I remember what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Do not be afraid to add different elements into your content.
What do you mean?
So like film burns or crumpled up paper or...
Yeah. Don't be afraid to push the limit.
Dust.
The edit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. To that, so your client can be happy. Right. Don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah.
Because I was at first. I was like, oh, can I do this?
Right.
Then so slowly I'd be like, oh, dude, I'm going to do it because it looks cool.
Yeah.
I was listening to this podcast the other day and they were like, if you're obviously like creative, but your client's like, make this, but you're like, I want to make this. Make what you might want to make, obviously, with the clients knowing.
Sure.
And that's where I've been. I've been like, oh, I'm wanting to make what I want to make for this client because I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. And like, for example, what I do is a client will give me revisions for a mix, and some of them I may not agree with. I'll be like, hey, you know, I get why you want this, but I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send you what I would do personally. Mm-hmm. And I'll also send you the changes that you want, and then you can compare them and tell me which one you like better, or you can send them both out to your friends, whoever is reviewing the mix with you.
Yeah.
And tell me. And I bet you half the time people like what I did better because you know, you get your client kind of gets subjective in like looking at exactly what they want, but in reality it's like what they want is actually not better quality product.
Yeah.
Because they get so, you know, laser focused on two or three details.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's always good to offer options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that can open up more creativity. If you have multiple options, you're really like, oh, I like this one from this one, like this from that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always an option. Don't die. Riley's dying.
Yeah.
He needs to go back to the pool and go grill some hot dogs.
Dude, no, we're grilling hamburgers.
I mean, it's all meat.
Yep. From the horse.
Nope. Okay. Thank you guys for joining us.
Dude.
Pray for Riley and his horse meat. Okay, bye.